Yes, Mr. Florentine?
Yeah.
Sir, my name is Pamela. I'm calling on behalf of Communications.
Okay.
What I'm offering you today, sir, is a low rate of 9 cents a minute on your state-to-state long distance calls. And every 90 days that you're with us, then we reduce that by half a penny until you reach the flat rate of 5 cents a minute.
So you reduce that, let's see, if you reduce that by half a penny, so then after a few months, it'd be, how would I pay that, though, if it came out to, like, 27 and a half cents? Like, how would I pay it if I was going to mail you guys something?
You know, sir, I don't know. I don't have anything to do with that part of it.
I know, but, like, say, like, my bill came out to, you know, $101 and a half a cent.
Well, you know what I'd do if it was me, sir? I'd wait till that, I'd just forget that half a penny till the next month when it comes up.
Yeah, but I don't want to have a late charge.
I don't think that would be a problem.
Would I have to maybe cut the penny in half? Okay, because that's what we used to do when we were younger. We used to go down by the railroad tracks, and we'd put pennies on the railroads and, you know, have them flatten them and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So one time my brother didn't get his finger away, and he cut his finger off.
Oh, man, that'd be bad now, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that was bad. So we wound up, you know, and we were playing games with him, so we wound up just picking his finger up, and we threw it in a lake because he was, like, crying, give me my finger. So we just threw it in the lake.
All right, sir. Now, sir,
and a turtle ate it.
Sir, are you usually the one who makes the decisions regarding the long distance?
Well, you know, I make decisions. Like the other day, I decided I'm going to take my car down to Georgia. I wasn't sure. So I make some decisions, yeah.
Okay, now, sir, what I need to tell you about now, we're also offering a home 800 number. Now, what this is, sir, is it's your own personal 800 number.
A personal 800? Is that, that's for those 800 numbers. Those are those things where they make the dirty calls on?
But not, I hope yours wouldn't be like it, sir.
No, but isn't that the 800 numbers?
Yeah. Okay, now.
That's not the 800. No, I just want to make sure because I don't want that. You know, because when I was living with my mom, someone was making a lot of calls there.
Okay.
And only me and my mom lived there, and she, you know, was blaming it on me, and I blamed it on her. So we still don't get to the bottom of it.
All right, sir.
We will one day, though.
We promise you that rate will never go up above 9 cents, no matter how long you're with.
It'll never go over 9 cents, because I have a friend that lives over in Kosovo.
Uh-huh.
So, that, you know, it'd be 9 cents.
No, sir, now those rates are different.
Well, actually, he don't have a phone now ever since his house got flattened by a bomb.
Sir, are you enjoying yourself?
No, I'm serious. So I don't know.
Okay.
No, because, you know, see, I'm here in New Jersey, and a lot of those Kosovo refugees came over here. So I wound up meeting a bunch of them, so I became friends with him, but now he's back over there, so I've been trying to keep in touch with him.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean, well, I'm not, you know, there's nothing funny about a Kosovo refugee.
I guess not.
Except he was missing his hand. That was pretty funny. Just had one stump. Kind of reminded me of my brother's finger.
All right, sir. We don't switch you for 7 to 10 days, and then you have 30 days to decide whether you're happy with our service or not. If you're not, then we will pay to switch you back.
I'm just trying to think, though, if seven, and then I got 30 days to make up my mind.
Right.
But what if, you know, like, what if I call after, like, 25 days and I said, look, I don't want this service. I don't want one of your guys over there.
Okay.
You know, to get mad at me.
No, they'll switch you back, sir, and no charge to you.
No, because I had that one other time that they get mad. Like, I got this girl an engagement ring. And she said no, she didn't want to get married, and I tried to bring the ring back, and the guy started yelling at me. He's like, you know, you should have known, you only met the girl 2 days before. And I said, well, it just, you know, the way she was looking at me, I thought she wanted to get married to me. You know?
All right.
So they were all mad, you know, when I brought it back to the Kmart.
All right, sir. Now, do you know who your carrier is, sir?
You know, we had a backed-up toilet. And it flooded out the whole place, and all the bills went
went
out the place down the street. So I don't know if we still have the phone bill. We lost most of our stuff.
Sir, my supervisor tells me that I cannot continue with this call.